Letters from Our Readers, September-October 2021, by Beyond Today Editor. Readers of Beyond Today magazine share their thoughts in the September-October 2021 issue. America's Economic Transformation, Will It Wreck the U.S. Economy? Thank you for the timely message. Looks like we are in a pause before the storm hits. Thanks for the message our government needs to hear and heed. From the Internet. The Silent Epidemic. This article was a real shocker. Even now, I still find it hard to believe that in 2020, there have been 43 million babies aborted. And it made me think, how many people in this world are aware of this true evil epidemic? From the Internet. Abortion's Other Victims. Even at 85 years old, I still hurt over an abortion many years ago. The pain is real. I'm praying that God will forgive me. From the Internet. Readers grateful for free resources. I would like to thank you for providing free booklets. I have received two so far and read both twice over. What your ministry is doing is really encouraging. The booklets have revived in me the fire of God. My desire for God is like it was when I started being a Christian. Please keep me on your free mailing list for Beyond Today. Reader in South Africa. I am an 89-year-old widow living in a retirement community. You recently mailed me two Bible study course lessons, The Word of God, The Foundation of Knowledge, and Why the Bible is the Word of God. I studied along with the latter one on my own, looking up the scriptures and writing them down word for word. I ended up with 36 tablet pages of scriptures, many of which I've never read. I can't believe after all my years of church attendance and Bible classes and studies that I could just be starting to have the Bible opened up to me. I'm learning things I had never known. Thank you for giving me a new lease on life and God. Reader in Delaware. Thank you for Beyond Today, the Bible study course lessons, and numerous booklet publications. The Ten Commandments is the one booklet that made me turn back to God. I was lost for a long time. If possible, I'd like to give three of my friends a copy of it. They are not following God yet. From the Internet. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for your Beyond Today TV program and magazines, Bible study courses, and study guides. I lead a small community of believers here at a correctional center, and I share what I am learning with others. We are grateful for the materials. Many of us were raised in Christian denominations and have never heard much of what has been covered so far. We are hungry for more. May God bless your work. Subscriber in Virginia. Donating to help continue making our free literature. I find your literature fantastic, hence I try and donate what I can to help, however little, to make sure you can provide this literature free. They are awesome, and I am learning a lot by integrating them with reading the Bible. Thank you, and God bless you. You have helped me enormously. Reader in the United Kingdom. I am in search of many answers and found your site. I pray that you can reach as many people as you can and teach them. I would like to donate something to you in the next month or two. I thank you for all that you are doing. God bless and keep you always. From the Internet. I recently subscribed to your magazine and will definitely send a donation going forward. From the Internet. I enjoy reading Beyond Today, and I really appreciate the free subscription. I will hopefully be able to contribute a donation in the coming months. Thank you so much for providing the magazine to your readers. From the Internet. Thank you for your messages. We provide everything we do for free, thanks to the generous donations of people like you. Thank you for your help in promoting the gospel. Cancellation request. Can you delete my account I just created with your ministry? I disagree with some of your theology about what happens after death. I didn't know that your ministry believes that you remain in the grave until the resurrection. From the Internet. We respect your position and will cancel your subscription as requested. On the topic of life after death, you might find it interesting to read what the noted church reformers Martin Luther and William Tyndale believed on the subject, as documented in the article Luther and Tyndale on Death, The Dead Know Nothing of This Issue. If you would like to understand what the Bible teaches about life after death, our free Bible study guide, What Happens After Death, carefully examines the scriptures to determine what the authors of the Bible, and therefore God, who inspired it to be written and preserved, believed on the subject. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.